Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How are you doing? I'm gay. Just thought you should know. Boy, oh boy, are you saying goodbye to TikTok? Are you on TikTok? Are you so sad about TikTok? We'll get to that at the second half of the show, the later half, the latter half, the laughter half. How about that? I'm doing well. Upcoming shows, you know I got to do it. You know I got to say it. I'm so sorry. Earmuffs if you don't give a fuck. Pittsburgh, I'll be in you Thursday. Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Friday. Lexington next weekend. Oh my God, it's already coming up so quick. Lexington, Kentucky next weekend. I'm also doing a free meet and greet at Lucy Brown Coffee, our sponsor of this show. Lucy Brown Coffee, meet and greet, December 28th at 2 p.m. Come on down and say, hey, queer, can I buy you a beer? And I'll say, no, I'm sober. And you'll go, you're such a fucking faggot. Later on in 2025, I'll be in Tampa, Orlando, Syracuse, Rochester, Westchester. Nope. Well, Westchester's in May. That got moved. Spokane, Seattle, Tyler, Dayton, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, all of it. Fuck. I'll be in all of Texas. Okay. I'm like the opposite of abortions. I'm all over Texas. Los Angeles. That got announced. I'll be in Los Angeles May 30th to do a show over at El Portal Theater. Phoenix, there's a bunch of shows. You just go to heathershawcomedy.com, won't you? Stop being a little cuck. Join the Patreon if you want. Patreon's bumping. You're getting episodes left and right over there. Bonus extra episodes every single week uploaded over there. The last episode I talked about listening to Gypsy Rose's audiobook. I'll get into it a little here. But I was kind of giving my initial reactions to the Gypsy Rose audiobook. I won't kind of repeat what I said over there on Patreon, but I will say that it is, knowing what I know now about Gypsy Rose, it is a shock that she can read. I never realized she didn't go to school. She never went to school. All this bitch did was cosplay having cancer and watch Price is Right all day. She's not a bitch. She was an abused child, 19-year-old. She's not a bitch. This is for the comedy of it all. You see what I'm doing? But all that bitch did was cosplay cancer and watch The Price is Fucking Right. So yeah, join the Patreon, patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. And I talk about that, and there's a bunch of other episodes in there. Catch the fuck up. For $3 a month, you can listen to, I think we're now up to 50 episodes over there on the Patreon. Behind a paywall. What am I saying? Am I saying Helen Keller's not real? Am I saying that they should come out with new Trapper Keepers? A hybrid mix combo and call them Lisa and Franks? Okay. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast either. Okay? Don't forget to let me know how you feel. Let me know. Rate it. Review it. Tell me how you feel, baby. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Sex and the City recently, and I think Big's lingo is really seeping into my soul, which is kind of better than Carrie's lingo, because Carrie is so cringy. They call her Cringy Carrie, I think. But I am starting to sound like Big sometimes, and that's upsetting. That is upsetting, because I am a frail lesbian. I'm the opposite of Big. But he always says, hey, baby. Hey, ooh, I'm a cool cat. It's like, what is it? What 1920s newspaper did this guy crawl out of? It would be very funny if Big had a micropenis and they just never addressed that. How funny would it be for her to call him Big? And then he whips it out and it's, you know, it's like the Samantha had sex with a micropenis. Anyways, these are the things I think about. Shaq, that's another funny micropenis. Can you imagine that situation? You undress the tree that is Shaq, and then it's just a packing peanut in between his legs? Come on. These are the movies I want made. I want to see gigantic men with tiny dicks, like the statues. Okay. I did, this may be a shorter episode, I'm sorry. But you're going to get your laughs worth if you haven't already. Okay. So settle down. TikTok is going away. It's a hard time. Let me be a little unhinged and sad about it. The old ticky-tocky. I saw an old guy. I think it was one of the Pauls, not the Paul brothers. I think it was Rand Paul. Is Rand Paul Jake Paul's dad? Is that what's going on here? Oh, God, I never realized that. Is Rand Paul Jake Paul's great-grandfather? Anyways, I saw a TikTok of, I think it was Rand Paul, one of the fucking Pauls, the politician Pauls, going on and on about TikTok. And he has actively has liver spots on his face. And it's like, if you have liver spots on your face, I don't want to know your fucking opinions on TikTok. You cannot put up a status on Facebook without the help of your assistant. You do not need to be telling me your opinions on TikTok. These old fucking politicians, these dinosaurs roaming the earth, okay, they need to remake Jurassic Park, and instead of dinosaurs, just Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell making out. That's the new Jurassic Park. These dinosaurs getting online, which they did not post these Instagram, Facebook, TikTok posts to themselves. It was their team of Gen Z slaves. These dinosaurs are getting online going, well, you don't really need TikTok. You don't need TikTok. It's a Chinese government. It's like, you don't even know TikTok. You could not post a TikTok to save your life. I don't walk around telling you which life alert to buy. You stay the fuck out of my TikTok. Until you know Molly Rutter lore, shut your fucking whore mouth about TikTok, Mr. Paul. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell have taken falls, and every time they get back up, and that's how I know God's not real. Okay, I got into the Gypsy Rose audiobook. I'll give you my thoughts here that aren't echoing the thoughts I had on my Patreon episode, because my Patreon episode was filmed. I have not finished the book yet. I'm now almost at the end of the book. I know because how many more chapters can it be? And she's starting to get tired. Homegirl's getting tired of reading her own goddamn book, you know. But I got past the murder, which was riveting. I will say this as a sell. She goes into the fucking details, bitch. No details spared in this audiobook. She will tell you everything. She will tell you the horrific shit that she went through. She'll tell you the dirty, fucking, nasty sex shit that her and that autistic freak. And I'm not saying that he's an autistic freak because he's autistic. He's an autistic freak because he was doing freaky fucking shit to Gypsy Rose. Nick, the guy who murdered her mother. Nick Gordijon. That fucking freak. I said on my Patreon, I'm going to repeat it here. If Nick hadn't murdered Dee Dee Blanchard, he would have definitely walked into that fucked up kitchen on To Catch a Predator. I don't even care if that show was off air. By the time he was around, he would have found that kitchen. He would have walked in and he said, where's your little 6-year-old asshole? Yeah, he's a freak. Because Gypsy Rose, when he was talking to Gypsy Rose online and over the over webcam and making her do dirty ass shit, she goes into it, by the way. I'm not going to say it on the main episode. But she, let's just say she uses the word sucking and slurping egregiously. I did not need to hear Gypsy Rose say sucking and slurping that many times. Sucking and slurping and slopping and lopping. I didn't need to hear all of it. She was going in. But when, at the point in her life when she was talking to Nick online, she looked like a kid. I think she was 18, 19. But she, you know, had no hair. She was malnourished. She had the voice of an angel. And by an angel, I mean a two-year-old angel. So for any man to be into that is a fucking freak. A pedo, if you want to. A little Geppetto, okay? Like Pinocchio's master. But she spares no details. And I gotta give it to her because that's brave, that's bold, it's boisterous, it's gypsy, baby. She even goes into detail about trying to lose her virginity in a period-soaked diaper. Guys, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I've heard, okay? This is what she talks about. And then when she gets into the murder, I mean, she gets into the murder. She tells you what she heard. It's very, I got to give it to her, very real. I don't know. She must be hurting for money, or she is just a very much an open book. But I'm so far, I'm enjoying the audiobook. I got to say, I do recommend listening to it on a faster speed because she, you know, she didn't go to school. Okay. So it's honestly, it's amazing that she can read. But it is very much like the kid in class who doesn't read well, and it takes like 20 minutes to get through a paragraph. You can speed up her audiobook. I would recommend at least 1.5 speed for it to sound like a normal person reading it. Lots of pauses. Can't imagine how long that book took to record. I want to say 3 years. She probably started in prison. But I think it's a great book. I think that she could have had some other working titles. I always joke, you know, the book is called My Time to Stand. My Time to Stand. Goodbye, wheelchair. I never want to see you again. As she pushes the wheelchair off a cliff. Other working titles she could have thought of, My Time to Stab. I've already recommended that one. That would have been great. My Time to Stab, the Gypsy Rose Blanchard story. What do I have down? Oh, Doing the Deedee. Her mom's name is Deedee?
Doing the Deedee. I'm Doing the Deedee by Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
I mean, this girl's a freak. I love her to death, but she's a freak in the sheets. She was doing, sucking and slurping and slurping. She was doing it all. I think my favorite recommendation for her new her book title, it should have been called, I have this book on my shelf. Jeanette McCurdy wrote a book, a brilliant book. Here it is. Look, if you're on YouTube, you can see me hold it up right now. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. Fantastic book. Loved it so much. I think Gypsy Rose was pissed that this title was taken. How funny would it have been if Gypsy Rose came out with her book and it was, I'm also glad my mom died. The Gypsy Rose story. Thanks, Jeanette. It's a bummer that title was taken. It's a good title. Gypsy Rose could have used it. I do recommend you get a listen to that audiobook. I signed up for Audible. This is not an ad. Fuck Amazon. Use them every day. You know, I'm an American. That's what we do. We say, fuck Amazon, and then place order. I signed up for the Audible free trial, I believe. By now, it's probably charged me, and that's on me. I can't keep up with anything. But, yeah, get the Audible free trial. I'm on day 3 of listening to it. I'm going to be done by tomorrow. I have a long drive. I'm driving up to Pennsylvania. So I honestly probably should have saved a lot of that audiobook, but I really couldn't. I couldn't help it. And it really is a gripping audiobook. I mean, I can't remember a time when I was listening where I wasn't into it, where I was never bored listening to it. And again, I'm towards the end. I really hope she talks about Ryan and Ken. I hope she talks about going home with, how did she meet Ryan? I hope she gets into that. The fact that she's being so detailed and I'm just now getting into her trial. I think I left off when she was getting into her trial. Now, there are some things that she did that are a little goofy that I'm just like, I believe that you were abused and you believe that this is your only way out is to kill your mother. But why did you log into your joint account with your mother and say, I slashed that bitch's throat? I don't know. That was a choice, Gyps. That was a little bit of a nanny nanny boo boo on your part. Probably could have left without the Facebook message, the Facebook post from your shared account with your mother. I mean, that should be grounds for murder. If my mom recommended that we share a Facebook account, I would have put a hit on her immediately. I get it, Gyps. I'm on your side. But check it out. Get the Audible free trial if you want, or wherever you listen to audiobooks. I don't know. I'm not an audiobook person. I usually find it very hard to concentrate on audiobooks, but this one I was able to concentrate. I think her voice just keeps you just curious enough where you're like, is that Gypsy or is that a mosquito? Especially when you start speeding up her voice. Because I went too fast with it. I said, speed it up two times. Let's hear it two times. It was just like, I was like, all right, I didn't catch any of that. That sounded like a bug having sex. That sounded like the soundtrack to A Bug's Life. Is that the movie? I don't know. I'm not a Disney freak. I'm an adult. What is going on in the diddler world? today. You know, I'm starting to feel like they're setting up the diddler for a little diddler death. You know, do I have a little conspiracy theory in me? Hell yeah, baby. That's what I call my tampons. I'm on my period. I think that they're setting them up. They're planting the seeds. They're planting the seeds. Not planting. Planting the seeds. It's going out to the public now. Any information the public is getting has already, you know, been passed off by a lot of officials before it's reached the public. So here's what the exclusive is now. Diddy is sad and lonely in prison where he's visited by a psych team every day. So it's not going well. This is what the article is saying. Prison expert, some prison expert is speaking out on this. So this might be Fakakta. The expert says he's not really on suicide watch, but my inside source there tells me that there is someone coming by to visit him several times a day, you know, to make sure that he's okay. So these are the information. This is the information that's being leaked out. If you can see and read between the lines, you know that this is a good way to plant the, Diddy's getting sad. The diddler's getting depressed. He's pee depressed. He's pee pee depressed. The diddler is sad. He's losing hope. He doesn't see any chance or any way out. What could happen now? Could it be that the diddler tries to go for a diddly-doo hang from the top of his cell with some bed sheets? Did he fashion a shank out of the end of a toothbrush and put it into his neck? I don't know. We'll see how long that diddler lasts. I don't think that I've stayed with this theory that I don't think Diddy's going to see a trial. I think he's the hip hop version of Epstein. I think I looked it up a while ago, how long Epstein was in prison before he was too sad to function and killed himself. I don't remember the length of time. I don't really retain information, but, yeah, he's been in there for what, 3-4 months? Has it been longer? I don't know. Where are we? The aliens are coming down to get us, right? Take me out of this hellhole. Yeah, I just think that I can't imagine we'll be going into New Year with Diddy. You know, he will not be ringing in the New Year. He'll be going out in 2024 with the drop of the ball. Maybe not. Maybe he'll survive into the New Year. I don't see him surviving much longer is what I'm trying to say. They're going to kill him. Let's cut to the chase. The man is going to be dead soon. And we will learn nothing about what really went on, just like Epstein. Epstein died, and with that, so did any other forms of justice for people connected to Epstein. Epstein's list kind of got released, but it didn't really mean much. What do you mean Betty White was on his plane? You know, it was just like a little weird. Nothing came of it. Nobody else went down. Politicians, world leaders, celebrities, actors, Tom Hanks left nut. All these people were on Epstein's plane and nothing has come of it. I think, don't quote me on that. I really don't know Epstein's list that well. I just listened to TikTok people and that's about to end soon. You know, Clinton, I think, was on his plane a million times. Cause you know, politicians just like plane rides. Okay. They're autistic for plane rides. There's two types of autism. You either kill Gypsy Rose's mom or you like to take plane rides, okay? Nothing is going to come of this. I don't think Jay-Z is really going to be arrested or charged with anything. I think his accuser has already retracted everything or walked back from everything because she probably got paid off or was, you know, visited and said, if you don't shut your fucking mouth, that's the last time you'll ever open it. And this is coming from the guy who told Rihanna there was only two ways to leave the hotel room if she wanted. It was to sign the deal with him and leave through the door or to leave through the window dead. Nothing's going to come of this. Everyone's like, I can't wait to find out who else is going down. No one's going down. Also, Diddy should be sad. It's about time. You know who was sad for the longest time, Diddy? Justin Bieber's butthole. Okay, so you can be sad a little in prison, buddy. All right? I don't feel bad for Diddy. I kind of just want to get this on the road, this show on the road. Can we just wrap this up? He's not going to get a trial. He's going to be dead. He's going to kill himself in prison. The charges are too large. He's hopeless. He doesn't see a way out. He doesn't want to spend his life in prison, that's for sure. An innocent man locked up in prison forever. I mean, these are the narratives that'll come out about Diddy from Diddy's team. You know, hopeless. You know, he didn't deserve this. You know, they got they just put all these charges against him, and he couldn't take it any longer. And he wanted to make sure his family was okay. And so if that meant him falling on the sword so his family could flourish and live and thrive without him here, then he did it. No one will feel sad when Diddy dies. Maybe his son. I feel bad for his son, not because, you know, his dad's a freak, but because he looks so much like Diddy. That's got to hurt. Thank God Epstein didn't have kids. I think I've made this joke before. It's like Epstein, imagine being Epstein's kid and you're walking around looking like Jeffrey Epstein all day. That's got to be haunting. You try hooking up with a woman at a bar when you look like Jeffrey Epstein. It's not fun, folks. P. Diddy's son looks just like him. He's got to walk around and be like, yeah, I'm a Combs. It's not good. We'll see what comes of this. I really don't care. I'm telling you, I'm just calling it like I see it, and I see him dead very soon. The minute they're starting to tell you that Diddy's getting visited by psych teams every day and that he's very sad and this is an exclusive story, you know what's coming next. It's never like Diddy's sad and lonely in prison and then the next story is like Diddy has found his purpose in prison. He's now teaching, you know, drug dealers and murderers and child molesters how to write music, you know. Nothing changes from this story. It's just planting the seeds. It's planting the nice little seeds. What else we have to talk about in this episode? Everybody wants me to talk about the drones. I don't want to talk about the drones. I don't care. Here's the thing. We're not ever going to... This is like the whole thing with Epstein and Diddy. We're never going to know the truth, okay? The government obviously is not going to tell you what's going on. They're going to tell you they don't know. Our government doesn't allow anything in our airspace without them knowing and okaying it. So rest assured that it's not an attack from another country. This is definitely an internal thing. If it's not government drones, then it's, you know, a defense contractor's drones that the government is aware of, or it's an Elon Musk drone or his brother. Elon Musk's brother, man, these people were named fucking weird. It's like they wanted to give birth to villains. What's Elon Musk's brother's name? It's like Kimball. I swear to God, it's Kimball. K-I-M-B-A-L. God, what a freak. Kimball. Elon and Kimball. It's like they wanted fucking villains for sons. They were like, how can we raise the most diabolical, egomaniacal pieces of shit? I know, name them Kimball. It could be that, you know, you're not going to ever find out. Maybe we'll find out in a year or so what this was about. A lot of people think it's aliens. A lot of people think it's, are they sniffing for radiation? Is there a dirty bomb? I don't know what a dirty bomb is. A dirty bomb to me sounds like a drink. I mean, I've seen a lot of people on TikTok, RIP, a lot of people on TikTok saying, yeah, so I talked to my Uncle Jimmy. And Jimmy, he watches a lot of movies. And so he's a very good expert on this drone shit. He's saying that there's a dirty bomb in the fucking ground in New Jersey. It's like, I don't know what that is. I thought a dirty bomb was something you ordered at a bar. I don't really know. Is it somebody spying on us? I don't think so. It's probably a little nefarious, but I wouldn't be too worried. You know, what are you going to do about it anyways? Here's the thing. When there's certain things you can't control, what's the point in worrying? Just fucking get on with it. If an A-bomb is going to go off in New Jersey, what the fuck are you going to do about it? Ride it out, motherfucker. And if you're in New Jersey, say goodbye to your pets. I don't know. Like, I'm not really sure what there is to say about it. It's a little freaky. They are just drones. A lot of people are saying on TikTok, RIP, oh, there's orbs. A lot of people on TikTok, if you're not on TikTok, the theory, a lot of people's theory, and I think this includes, no, I think Bethany Frankel, who I follow because she's a goddamn queen. I love her. Problematic, but I love her. She says, you know, she knows somebody who knows about this shit. Bah, 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 bah. If anybody does know somebody connected to the military or like drones in a high capacity, it would be like Bethany Frankel. She's a billionaire, right? Isn't she like a billionaire? She claims that it is absolutely about sniffing out dirty bombs or something was planted in the ground. They're trying to do like radiation scans. Listen, I'm not pretending to be an expert on this. So if I'm getting this information wrong that I'm translating from Bethany Frankel, a Real Housewife / millionaire, sorry. Don't get mad at me. Okay, I'm just regurgitating what I hear on TikTok. Other people on TikTok say, well, there's orbs, there's plasmoids, and plasmoids are aliens in the sky. And our drones are trying to chase around the orbs, but the orbs are too fast because they're all aliens. We're under an alien invasion. I hope the aliens come. I fucking hope the aliens come. Come on already. Please. Put an alien in office. Anything is better than Trump. Put a fucking alien in office. I am calling it now. Aliens are going to be among us and our neighbors, bitch. Our neighbors. We're going to be having to fight over dinner reservations with fucking aliens. Kim Kardashian is going to be dating a fucking alien, not an illegal immigrant one. An alien from the sky. There will be Kim Kardashian exclusive where she's dating an alien. He's fucking hot. He's a little slimy, but it's fine. He's got a big old dick and he's not Kanye West. By the end of 2024, Kim Kardashian will be in a loving relationship with an alien. Only for the publicity, but we're going to think it's real love. You know, maybe Trump will fight an alien. Because TikTok's supposed to go off, it's supposed to be done January 19th. Trump gets inaugurated January 20th. I hope by January 2025, January 25th, 2025, Trump is fighting a fucking alien. Like alien versus predator. And the predator is Trump, bitch. Okay? I want to see it. In 3 years, an alien will have a hit pop song. Chapel Roan who? Oh, that stupid human bitch? No, we bumping alien music now, bitch. Gleep, glorp, gleep, gleep, glap, glorp. Gleep, glap, glorp, gleep, gleep. That means pussy and alien. Yeah. Ask ChatGPT. It'll tell you everything. We're going to have Kendrick Lamar is going to be battling an alien next. That alien doesn't watch his fucking mouth. You know, we're going to have to put in alien marriage equality rights. They're going to go to the Supreme Court, get denied. You know, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. Aliens will be living among us. And we won't have TikTok to talk about it. That's the hardest part. We're going to have to all be on IG Reels, which will be moderated by a fucking alien. So I don't really know what the point is. I do hope that aliens take the place of celebrities. How fun will that be? You know? I'll watch a reality show of aliens before I'll watch an episode of The Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm good. I'll watch an alien grocery shop. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with aliens. Bling, lark, bling, blank, and bling with aliens. Yeah, I don't, I who the fuck knows what these drones are? I really don't care. I just can't care. Because I know, here's the thing. You're not going to find out from the U.S. government. They're not going to tell you. They are happening worldwide, these drones. So that gives me hope that it's just fucking aliens. But the U.S. government's not going to tell you. I mean, they're asking Trump, what do you think about these drones? And he goes, you know, the U.S. government should tell everybody. You are the U.S. government, bitch. You're about to be the U.S. government. What are you talking about? What are you talking in third person? What do you mean? You are the U.S. government, bitch. And then they went on and said, did you get any information about what the drones are? And he said, I can't say. So he has an idea. Who knows if they're telling Trump much, but he's got an idea. He's got connections there. He's got a lot of friends in all those places. They're telling him. Yeah, I mean, Trump, I will say the thing with Trump presidencies is that he faces monumental once in a lifetime events during his presidency, his terms. He had COVID. You know, that's a hard gig to be the president of the United States when COVID's going on. And he handled that spectacularly, horribly bad. I think at one point he recommended that we just drink bleach to get rid of it. So, you know, that's where he's at with that. I don't put it past Trump that he'll have to deal with aliens in his second term. This is what he deserves. It's like, bitch, if you want to be in office so bad, here you go, bitch. Alien invasion. Okay? Enjoy. Have fun trying to get the unemployment rate up when all the aliens are here. Doing it for free, bitch. You thought customer service was bad now? Wait till they get aliens on the fucking phone. They're not going to help you at all. I don't think aliens are innately mean. I just think they're inept at doing human jobs. They're not AI, okay? They're just aliens. Leave them alone. And don't try to fuck them. Please, dear God, don't try to fuck the aliens, men. I'm really worried about the men trying to fuck the aliens. Leave them alone. I mean, if it takes the heat off of women for at least once in this goddamn lifetime, great. But leave the fucking aliens alone. Because, you know, men, they'll fuck a butterball turkey. They're going to take one look at an alien when they've had too much to drink and think, I could get that. I'd smash. Smash. I mean, Trump might do that. We don't know. But it is very evident that Trump's presidential terms are always historical, always weird, always a little goofy. And I don't think it's going to be a war that he's going to be putting us through. I think it's going to be fucking aliens. His whole cabinet by the end of his presidential second term is just going to be full of aliens, not knowing what's going on. Because they're smart, but they're not human smart. You know, it's like dogs. Dogs are smart in their own way, but like you can't explain your dog what you did all day. They won't get it. You know, this is the difference between us and aliens. They're smarter on a different level than we are. So you try to get aliens to do payroll or be the White House press secretary, it's not going to go well. This is beneath them. Lucy Brown, we love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring this show. You always do. We love you. We love you. We are doing the meet and greet at Lucy Brown, December 28th, 2 p.m. If you're in Lexington or around that area, come on down. Get some coffee. Say hello to me. Take some pictures. Punch me in the mouth. Whatever you want to do. Bring an alien. Don't fuck the aliens. Lucy Brown's coffee subscription is the best thing ever, and it's a perfect Christmas gift. Christmas is right around the corner, and this is the perfect time to get somebody you love or hate, depending on their affinity for coffee, this perfect Christmas gift. Get them a coffee subscription. They'll love it. They don't ever have to leave their fucking house for brand new coffee that is delicious coffee, by the way. Delicious. You know my order. I get the whole bean dark roast. Every fucking month I get it. Get somebody this coffee subscription for Christmas. They will love you so much. It's the best gift. They never have to leave their house for brand new coffee. Every at the beginning of every month, they get a brand new bag of coffee. Really, really yummy. It's obscure. It's cool. You're like, who is this? What is this coffee? I've never heard of this coffee before. It's delicious fucking coffee. It's like, ooh, it's like artisanal coffee. You're like, ooh, fuck, I'm cool as shit. I'm a pretentious motherfucking A24 movie coffee loving bitch. You get this gift for somebody. The first of the month, every month, they get brand new coffee shipped right to their door. They don't have to do any of the manual labor. They just got to make the fucking coffee. It's a win-win-win-win. You're in the good graces of somebody. I recommend you do it. Go to lucybrowncoffee.com. Follow their coffee subscription button to get signed up today. Fill out the form and you're good to go. Beautiful, tasty, delicious coffee sent straight to your door. And it's all starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing. Again, visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you get 10% off your first order. We love you so much, Lucy Brown. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And I'll see you all at Lucy Brown Coffee, December 28th at 2 p.m. All right, the last half of this episode is going to be just stream of consciousness, baby. We got to talk about TikTok. We really do. We also got to talk about the Wisconsin school shooter. And I also wanted to go over this list of the worst performances of 2024. These are movies, not just people. You can't be like Kamala Harris, although it's up there. Wisconsin school shooter. Not a lot to talk about with this. It's a devastating thing that happened. But it was a female. It was a girl. Natalie Rupnow, 15-year-old, school shooter. Is this a win for feminism? I don't know. I'm just saying, anything you can do, boys, we can do too. Eh? Eh? It's sad. It's pretty rough. She killed a student and a teacher in a deadly rampage. She looks like she knew how to handle a firearm. Yeah, her dad, it was her dad's gun. They're kind of going after parents now. And you're taking your kids to a gun range and they don't know gun safety, or if they're giving you warning signs that they're a little, about to shoot up their entire class, then, you know, I think you got to be held a bit responsible, but that's a slippery slope. It's hard. You know, it is hard. I mean, I judge any family that, you know, bonds by shooting guns together, but that's somebody's hobby. And I used to be very anti-gun and very like, no, those are weapons. Those are tools for murder. And that's that. And, you know, I live in a country where guns are celebrated. So I've moved over my expectations into, okay, can we just regulate them? Look, if you want to, I understand you think having a gun is so fun. You think shooting a gun is fun because that's the only time you feel alive because you have no real hobbies and there's no love in your life and everything around your life feels miserable. So you got to pour it all into this gun, this destruction. If you need that, if that's how you got to get your rocks off, it's like hunting. Okay, psychopath, let's contain your psychopathness. Let's contain your sociopathy. Okay, can we regulate these a little? That's where I'm at now. I used to be, no, fuck guns, fuck, you know, I still kind of am, to be honest. I gotta say, if you find shooting a gun fun, brother, get a fucking hobby. If that is your hobby, okay. I'm not gonna say what I just thought. I don't wanna get taken off YouTube. Natalie was wearing the same shirt that Columbine school shooter Eric Harris once wore, which is a nice little tribute. You know, women will really put the signs out there. I don't know if my kid was, into anything that a Columbine shooter was doing. First of all, okay, vintage. Okay, historian. My little 15-year-old in 2024 is really looking up to 1999 school shooters. Okay. My little, what's next? You want to learn about 9/11? Okay. Yeah, I think that would be a warning sign, especially if it was a daughter I took to the gun range a lot. And then she was like, okay, but guys, can we talk about Eric Klebold and fucking Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold? Those guys were onto something. You know, that'd be as, I'm not a parent, so I can't, you know, I'm no parent, so I don't know. But if my teenager started talking about bringing up the OG school shooters, the Columbine kids, the Columbine killers, I maybe would go, hey, instead of a gun range, how do we go to a therapy range? This is just me, though. No motive yet. It's unclear if the girl, I'm going to call her a girl. She's not really a woman. She's 15. It's unclear if the girl drew inspiration from the Columbine massacre. Obviously, she did. In another photo posted on her dad's Facebook account, Natalie is seen with two dogs. Okay, dogs are great. What are we talking about? She's hugging one of the pooches. Okay, all right. Just because a bitch hugs another bitch doesn't mean she's a saint, okay? I've hugged plenty of dogs, and I've also done bad things. I haven't, you know, brought a gun into public and killed anybody, but... We're up now, a pupil at Abundant Life Christian School. Yeah, I mean, I went to Catholic school. I get it. It's not fun. Where Monday's shooting took place, injured six others, including two of whom are in critical condition. Cops say Rupnow died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Another similarity to Harris, the Columbine shooter. The kids are honoring Columbine. Wow. I didn't think the kids would give a fuck about Columbine. It's awful to draw inspiration from a school shooting. It's pretty bad. I don't know. This is a rough time, but once again, we're America. Nothing changes. Nothing will ever change. I hate to be pessimistic, but just get used to it. This is all that happens. This happens and you go, whew, hope it's not my kid's school next. I mean, I made a post on TikTok, RIP, about how I just would never want to have kids. And one of the 14,000 reasons was that I can't imagine having to send my kid to school every day. I mean, and these kids were in a private school. So they have this weird, my parents had this thinking, oh, we're going to send you a private school because we moved to Florida from New York. New York had a great public education system. We moved to Florida and my parents were very worried because Florida's education system has always been trash. You know, it's Florida. You go there to, you know, sniff bath salts and go on the beach and smoke weed and surf. You don't go there to learn. So they were very concerned. So they put me in private school, in Catholic school. And I got to tell you, I feel a lot dumber, guys. I feel a lot dumber. Okay, half of my time in school was taken up learning about God. And I don't know if you know this, but he's not real. So half of my schooling was just learning about fairy tales and fantasies. And I remember thinking, like, can we learn some math? I'd like to be a normal adult at one point in my life. Also, my private school did not have any creative arts programs. There was no, I would have loved to act. I loved acting in middle school, and that got taken away. I didn't get to act. There was no choir. There was no music class. There was no art class. We didn't have any creative outlets. So it was just learn about God and then go to recess and play football. And that was it. That's all you could do at my school. I fucking hate my school. Shout out to MCC, Melbourne Central Catholic. You fucking suck. Suck a nut, bitch. They also wouldn't let me graduate, they thought, because I was a class clown and so weird and so antisocial at my Catholic school because I hated everybody. They thought that I was on so many drugs. I was not on any drugs. I did not try any drugs in high school because I was a fucking nerd. But they thought there's something so wrong with me because I'm not buying into their big old bag of Jesus bullshit that they said I could not walk at graduation unless I took a drug test. And I said, my parents said, what? They said, yeah, your fucking freak daughter, she's not going to walk at high school graduation unless she proves she's not on drugs. And I said, give me the fucking cup. Let me piss and shit. I piss and shat in that cup. They let me walk. They said, anything is, let the dyke walk. So Melbourne Central Catholic is a horrible fucking piece of shit school. I hate it so much. And I really, that's probably why I hate religion so much is because they really, really set me up to hate it. But the point of that is that my parents sent me there because they thought I was getting a better education. And I was, in fact, they were paying, I think, $8,000 a year for me to get a worse education. I learned less. I was scolded for having an untucked shirt because that fucking matters in life. Hey, you, your shirt's not tucked in. You're a bad person. Also, what's 2 + 5? I don't know. I only know about God. You know, it's crazy. So, you know, a lot of these parents are probably thinking, oh, we're sending our kid to a private school. They're safe there. And then this girl comes in with a gun and you're not safe anywhere because you're in America. All right, let's get into the worst performances of 2024. I'm just going to skim this because honestly, some of these performances, I don't even know. Now, this is written by Salon.com. They are not reputable, but, you know, we'll see if this is a good list here. These are bad movies. So these are the worst performances in movies. Only movies. So number one I'll talk about, it's Adam Driver and Shia LaBeouf and John Voight in Megalopolis. I never saw Megalopolis. Horrible fucking name. Who is this? Francis Ford Coppola? Coppola? Sorry, I'm not a pretentious prick. Francis Ford Coppola's movie. I thought Francis Ford Coppola died in the 70s. That's how much I know about this guy. I don't know what movie he's made. I know his daughter has made The Virgin Suicide. Was it his daughter or was it like his niece? I don't fucking know. Anyways, this movie was a piece of fucking shit. I saw some clips and it was just like pretentious, just so pretentious, so lame. If I didn't love Jessica Chastain so much, I would fucking hate The Tree of Life, but I really enjoyed The Tree of Life. And that was also directed by a really pretentious person. Who was it? The Tree of Life was directed by, what's his name? Terrence Malick, who's pretty pretentious. The movie is very pretentious, but I loved it. Visually stunning. Kind of a snooze fest, but visually stunning. And Jessica Chastain's a great actress, so I love her. But, you know, Megalopolis, horrible name. I saw scenes with Adam Driver. It looked fucking horrible, way over the top and pretentious and weird and not in a good way. Who else? Dakota Johnson and Madam Webb. You know, Dakota Johnson took down Ellen, so she can do no wrong. So I'm going to have to disagree on that one. I think she should have got an Oscar for Madam Webb just because she took down Ellen. Olivia Colman in Wicked Little Letters. I don't know anything about that, but I love Olivia Colman, so you shut your whore mouth. Johnny Depp in Jeanne Dubarry. I don't even know what this movie was. I didn't know Johnny Depp was in a movie. I thought he was just a walking ashtray at this point. Henry Cavill, how do you say his last name? I don't care about him. In Argyle, never watched Argyle, looked really dumb. I never got into it. What else? Andrew Garfield in We Live in Time, horrible name for a movie. I don't know what, it sounds like, Like a film student trying to be deep and being like, you know, we live in time. We live in a society. You know, that's what, I don't know what the movie is about. Andrew Garfield seems fine. Maybe the movie just stunk. Cate Blanchett and Borderlands? I don't know what this is. Is this a Marvel movie? What the fuck is this? I didn't even know this movie was out. Are these movies real? Am I being trolled by Salon.com? That's the end of the list. Okay, fuck that. That was worthless. God, I really need to calm down. I'm going to go sit on the couch, watch some Sex and the City, listen to Gypsy Rose yap about murder, and calm the fuck down. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know it's been a bit shorter. It was off the rails on some points. You know, long live aliens. Remember, upcoming shows, heathershawcomedy.com. Again, I'm in Pittsburgh Thursday, Pottstown Friday, Lexington, Kentucky next weekend. And then I'll be in Tampa, Orlando, Spokane, Seattle. I think we're adding a show in Springfield, Massachusetts. I just got an offer for that I'm going to accept because I love to work. I'm being serious. And then Syracuse, Rochester, New York, Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, Phoenix. I'm all over the place. Dallas. HeatherShawComedy.com for all tickets. Come out to a show, motherfucker. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate and review and also join the Patreon for bonus episodes of this podcast every single week. You stay sexy, you stay gay, and I'll see ya.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.